How you lose your job on your day off?
When I think of lazy, I think of not doing nothing. I just feel like we weren't overextending and doing what we were supposed to do to get that extra money.
Zell, he also has a family. So yeah. He's just like, well, if we're not getting paid, I got to take care of my family. Yeah.
As a person who is like investing in this podcast, and it's like, okay, I've been paying y'all for 16 months.
Ain't getting no money back.
Yeah. It can look like, do y'all really want to even do this? Yeah. So we got fired. Yeah, we got fired or whatever.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Trevion.
And I'm Yane.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jada.
And today we're going to be talking about business. Yeah. Y'all like that life of a young adult. We're going to talk about business. We're going to stand on big business.
Standing on men. Standing on men. Standing on men.
We're going to talk about big business. Shout out to heard. Jusky. So we've been maturing. We've been getting older. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a lot to stand on. So where are we going to start with this? Hmm? Where are we going to start?
Well, let's talk about the transitions. Let's start off talking about how Growing Pains is going and the transitions in Growing Pains.
That's cool.
So we got fired. Yeah, we got fired or whatever.
Yeah, we got fired. They said, you're out of here. What'd they say on Friday?
Finito.
How you lose your job on your day off?
Ugly.
So we got fired, and
I don't like that word. Can we say another word?
We got fired. Just be swallowed a pill.
Can we
and
just say, I don't like that.
We were downgraded.
Yeah, exactly.
We were demoted.
Exactly.
We are no longer
that word fired. We are too
fired.
We're no longer an employee.
You're fired.
I don't like that fired word.
Fired.
We just.
But I mean, I think we honestly.
In our position.
I think we. That. It's well deserved.
What?
Now we got a well deserved depositioning.
Like, I
so,
think.
So, first, to clarify, how can we get fired from our.
How did
the
we?
The podcast.
So, we. Because
people would be confused by
we got
that.
Fired because nobody was. Like, no, let me not even put the blame on.
We were hired to be on Growing Pains Pod.
Thank you for the clarity.
And we used to get a little check or whatever.
Just a little.
You know, you can pay a little bill or whatever with it. But
it's the.
But we were.
It's like, watch what you say.
Were we not getting money you could pay a little bill with?
Don't look at me. You don't want
to. You could pay a little bill with it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I was paying a little bill.
Yeah, you could pay a little bill with it. So. But anyways, we was getting a little check or whatever. And we got fired because we was being lazy. And.
We were being lazy. Don't say
that. All the way lazy.
What was we doing that was?
I was just saying we weren't being productive because I feel like lazy means like, oh, we weren't coming in. I feel like we were doing what we're supposed to do.
We were consistent.
Exactly. And when I think of lazy, I think of not doing nothing. And I wouldn't say we were lazy because we were doing events. We were doing, like, it may not have been every month. Just recently, we stopped doing the events and stuff, but we were doing stuff. We just
don't say just recently.
Well,
we didn't
ever
do
since this year started.
Y'all ain't trying to make us.
No,
up.
I'm not. I'm actually for real. Like, I feel like we were doing just the bare minimum, but I wouldn't say that the bare minimum is like lazy. I just feel like we weren't overextending and doing what we were supposed to do to get that extra money.
Yeah,
I would say we were comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a better word.
Yeah, we were just not trying to do more. Like, we weren't promoting, we weren't posting, we weren't doing the extra things that were required for the podcast. And so we've been doing this podcast
for more
than a year. Maybe like 16, 17 months or so. Maybe even 17, maybe going on 18, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've been doing this podcast for a while. And we're all getting paid monthly to be on the podcast. And so that's going to add up. So as a person who is like investing in this podcast, and it's like, okay, I've been paying y'all for 16 months and
ain't getting no money back.
Yeah. So it's like, and y'all aren't posting, y'all aren't promoting. It can look like, do y'all really want to even do this? Yeah. Which I think we did. I feel like we just were not prioritizing it. We were just comfortable. Yeah. We weren't putting stuff out as much as we should. We weren't doing the same things that we were doing at the beginning. Like, we're not trying to grow the Instagram for real, or, you know, different things like that. But we were, I said, the thing we did consistently was we were consistently showing up to record. Mm-hmm. And we were consistently doing our vlogs or the little challenge videos on YouTube. Like, we were consistently putting those on a YouTube channel, but a channel's not just going to grow just from you only just posting on the channel and nowhere else. And so, yeah, I feel like that's why I say it was well-deserved. I mean, if y'all would have invested as much as y'all did into some fifth graders who you wanted to do a podcast, and all this time go by and nothing's happened.
I agree.
You still gonna keep supporting those fifth graders just because you think they're cute and adorable?
Yeah. Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in,
twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got Silent Library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing? go subscribe.
Stand on business. Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
Now, I can speak my truth, and I can say I definitely take accountability for, like, just not being as active in promoting or trying to get sponsorships and stuff. But I also can say that I just got, like, really discouraged towards the end, and so it just made my attention go somewhere else. Because I'm not a person where I put all my eggs in one basket, and I'm not going to just depend on one thing. So I'm going to look for other things in order to make sure that things get done. So,
and you were doing stuff.
Yeah. And so with that, it just started getting discouraging. Like, with, like, the restraints and what we could and couldn't do and all of that stuff. And so I was just like, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. So, I agree, because I feel like at one point we were like, oh, bet, like, we could do this. And then it's like, oh, can't. And then it kind of, like.
That's true. We were really excited at one point about doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then when it felt like, oh, we can't do
this. And so I feel like it kind
of
got to a point where, like, oh, we got this. No, can't. Oh, we got. No, can't.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
But not saying that's, like, because, of course, we definitely could have still did more. But I feel like that kind of played a role into, like, kind of not putting our full creativity forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll say what put a pause on as far as, like, in-person stuff was really doing the Friendsgiving took a lot.
Oh, yes.
And
that was a...
It took so much time, bruh. Whew. And
first time selling tickets.
It was a good event. It was a good event. And we promoted it really well. Like,
we got.
I just remember we was not selling no tickets at first.
Oh yeah,
but
I was like, the bills are due. Yeah,
but it ended up being a really nice event. We did end up selling tickets, but we
shout out to everybody that came.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
We promoted it well, but it took a lot of time, a lot of energy,
a lot of time, a lot of energy.
Yeah, so
from
it's
the
just
flyers,
like, after that,
getting people.
Woo, Our promo videos, our freaking news ad thing we did.
Now, I can't say we do know how to get some momentum.
Yeah,
we do know how to get people attention from the followers, that Thanksgiving event with the news ad. We know how to get people attention with our marketing.
Yeah, I agree.
So to add to that, I do think that the Thanksgiving event took a lot out of us. It was just like, from the tickets not selling, and then once we had people actually show up that day, it made us realize how to promote certain things. So the Friendsgiving event, I should say, that event was more so for our core audience. And we were putting pressure on ourselves to sell tickets for 100 people to be in a room. And it was like, Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, that's more intimate.
And we was out here in these streets.
We were out, yeah. Like, we were just trying to get random people.
Yeah, we was out at Atlantic Station public asking interview. People to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bye.
What's your favorite food?
Could you please buy a ticket?
none of them random people even came.
Right. Nobody.
They probably have followed the Instagram. Right. Probably. Honestly.
For sure. So, yeah, that was one thing. And then I know for me and you, I had like, was it transparent? And I was like, I had started to feel, as far as like the promo thing, I started to feel like I was doing it like alone. So I just kind of was like, all right, never mind.
No, I feel
and
that.
So, yeah. And I think once we all like got out of sync with it, it was just like, Dave was like, all right, now, like, let's just.
Yeah.
Y'all can still do it if y'all want, but y'all not getting paid.
Yeah. Nah, definitely. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm actually grateful for this because it's putting us in the mud for real. And now we can actually be like, yeah, we know how to get money in a podcast, you know, and we know how to actually put the work in. That way we can help actually help other people, too. Because at first, people would be asking me how you start. I really don't know because we can help.
We were just showing up.
You know what I'm saying?
We just showing up.
So now I'm thankful that we actually can get our hands dirty for real. So now we can have experience, you know?
Like now we have to think about all of the intricacies of having a podcast. What cameras do we need? What lighting do we need? Who's gonna film? Because that's another thing. With Dave, you know, not paying us anymore, Zell, he also has a family. Mm-hmm. And so he's just like, well, if we're not getting paid, I gotta take care of my family.
Yeah. Which is understandable. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? If I had a kid, oh y'all are out of the deal. So I understand it. I respect it.
He had his baby up here today, and he was crying every time I held. He had his baby here today. He was crying every time I held him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so look,
Romel.
Zell, he got a baby to take care of. Okay?
For sure, his baby is so tiny.
It's so adorable.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, yeah. With that being said, we no longer have. Well, we have Zoe because he's willing to pull up. Yeah, he's helping us today. Yeah. And
but we got
to
find like something else as an option.
And with that, that also requires, you know, us having to needing funds in order to, you know, be able to run the podcast and stuff.
That's why y'all need to send that Cash App.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later.
I mean, they got to see it from us, too, because I also feel as though their energy as well. Like
that's real.
The whole. I feel as though the people that supports the podcast, they were in it with us as well. And I believe they still are because they still show up on our episodes and stuff. But we are the ones that have to push the needle forward. And so,
And I just want to say real quick, exclusive CJ. Is that his name?
Yeah, exclusive
CJ. Oh, I appreciate your comments so much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't always respond to them. But I read them every single time.
Me,
the whole thing too.
But I don't respond to a lot of stuff. When I be talking to Yanni and Trey, I just like a message and I did not say nothing. So I don't respond to a lot of stuff. But I be reading your messages and that you be commenting under our things, our videos, and I appreciate
shout out to
them.
CJ, bro.
Yeah,
like,
because
he really loves those. Even not only does he comment, but he'll repost too. Like he gonna post it on his story.
He gonna post it on his story every Friday, every Saturday, whatever day he watching. He gonna post that he's watching.
He be doing that story with his like clothing brand on the side, or and then the computer in the
background. Or the iPad. Yeah,
right.
So I would say CJ. I definitely appreciate him because like those people. Like those people who comment consistently keep me going or making me want to do better. And I'm like, dang, I can't give up on these people.
Exactly. Because like, it's like people are actually watching, you know, people are actually tuned in, looking at us, seeing how we move and stuff. We're actually inspiring people. So it's like if I'm inspiring people, I have to show up the best way I can.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I can say that our conversations are entertainment, all of that. It isn't lackluster. Like we're very creative people. We bring it to the table. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, people are, that's why they watch, because they see something in us. If it was boring, it wouldn't even crack 100 views. So the fact that we even able to crack 100 views on an episode, like that's that's saying something.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Literally. And people still watching to this day, people still mention
coming
us in
up
their stories.
To us.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, this podcast really means a lot. And I feel as though it has helped us all grow in multiple ways, communicating better, being able to operate in different rooms and come out of our shells. I can't say
sure.
The podcast for sure, being that I sometimes struggle with like being extroverted and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people like breaking the ice by saying like, oh, I watched the podcast. That just, it like breaks all of the nervousness out of me. Mm-hmm. And just be able to be open and talk. So
that's real.
The podcast has brought a lot.
And I feel like, you know, I'm glad that we're learning the lesson and we're doing what we need to do moving forward. Like, we've been taking intentional steps moving forward. So that way it's not just a thing where, oh, we know we need to do better. We know, no, we're actually doing what we need to do to move forward. We've been getting on phone calls every week. We have actionable steps for each of us every week to make sure we're actually all doing what we're supposed to do. We hold each other accountable, you know, so we're actually doing what we need to do. It's not just peep game and don't do nothing. No, it's peep game, move forward the right way.
Yeah, and those calls be super productive. Like, every Thursday, we do a call and literally we'll have like our meeting objectives. What is everything that we're about to talk about on this call? And then like we'll talk about, well, what are the things that we need to do next week before our next call? And just having like, you know, SOPs, like, you know, okay, the goal is to make this many posts a week, or even talking about what type of posts need to go if we're doing stuff outside of clips, what type of posts need to be on Growing Pains page, or just different things like that, which I feel like, or even like how we say, okay, on Mondays we go live. Yeah. And so just having different things in place that we're like trying to like hold as a standard, and just being intentional about showing up, like dedicating that 1 hour every Thursday, like, this is for Growing Pains, you know? And so I feel like now we're way more intentional. We're really putting in the work now. And so I feel like now it's just like a matter of time before things, you know, take off. Because before, I think we would just make excuses as to like why we can't do anything. But now it's just like, no, everybody, like, let's all hold our own weight.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Get stuff done.
And also not like blowing things off. You know, so we have a round table with, you know, Nick and Marlon.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I think it's cool to say it.
Yeah, it's going to be dropping soon. So.
Yeah, it's going to be dropping soon. But we... Oh, Mino as well.
Yeah.
We have a roundtable with them, and we've been preparing and stuff like that in order for the rollout for it to be good, and not just dropping it just to say, oh, we dropped, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And also within that roundtable that we had, they were the ones who mentioned how they have weekly calls, and we just immediately act on it. So I think we're like the epitome of what being a go-getter is and all of that stuff, just making sure that when we do make mistakes, because you're not going to get it right every time. But once you realize it, now it's upon you to get it right moving forward, or at least be intentional about getting the right moving forward. So, that's what we have been doing recently, is being intentional of each step of what we can improve on. Each call has been productive, but there's also been things that, like, when we look at the checklist, some of us may not have did everything, and it's like, okay, cool, well, next week that needs to be done. You get what I'm saying? And also, like, working in our strong suits, Jada, she'll make sure she, you know, checks in with us and be like, hey, where's this? Where's that? You know, we haven't sent this out. Are we going to get this done? Like, working in together in order to make this continue to work. So
that's real. And also, I want to say, as a learning lesson for anybody that's watching, you may not have a podcast, but I want this to be a lesson for y'all that it's not always going to be easy. Whatever you start, whatever you're working, whatever you're building on, there's going to be something that happens that's going to test it. So we easily could have been like, oh, we're not getting paid no more. We're not going to do this no more. Like, I'm done, you know, because we all have our own stuff going on, too. Like, we're all building something in this season. So it's not easy. But instead, with this lesson, or with this trial that got threw at us, or I'm just going to say a moment that wasn't expected happening in the podcast, we're like, okay, well, what can we do to move forward? You know, what are some things that we can learn from this? How can we move forward in an intentional way so that we can keep this thing going? We didn't just give up. So I want this to be a lesson for y'all that what you're doing, what you're building is going to get tested, you know, and however you manage that testing is going to prove if you truly believe in the thing that you're building or not. Like, we all really believe in this podcast, so we're all willing to do what we have to do to make sure that it's still, that we still grow it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And also, upon the different trials that we're having, like there's been a few that we experienced since, from like, you know, Zell saying that he wouldn't be able to be a part of it, and now we have to find other people. And then, like, you know, Dave saying he not paying us. Then Dave also mentioned that, you know, he
couldn't record ourselves. Yeah,
we couldn't record ourselves. That's what I was getting to. Yeah, we can't use the equipment. And these things are just huge, drastic changes for us. But it's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit and pout in our sorrow, or are we going to figure out a solution?
So
it's like these trials, they aren't just there to like, just to be there or just to like make us quit, but it's to test us to see how far are we really going to go. You get what I'm saying? And so, so what were you going to say?
I like that we do immediately think of solutions. So even as soon as David said earlier that we couldn't use the equipment by ourselves, we immediately went outside and started thinking, okay, what's next? Like, I think that's very important as just a person, an entrepreneur, whatever you do. I think it's important to be the type of person who, once you are faced with an obstacle, once you are faced with some type of like issue or problem or barrier, your automatic thought should be, okay, what are we going to do? What's next? And I love that not only is that something that we do, it's just people in our personal lives, but that's been our response in this podcast. Every time an issue comes up or a problem comes up, we're like, okay, what are we about to do? Are we going to try and find another studio? Are we going to try and whatever? Like, we're literally trying to think ahead and fix the problem, but not once are we saying, okay, let's just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're like showing up, not just for ourselves, but we're showing up for a community, like a community that we know is out there that really does support, that really does love like what we're doing. And so we're showing up for them regardless. Like when we keep thinking like, okay, what can we do to make sure we're still able to keep this show going? Cause I do feel like we are close. Like, I feel like we're close to something happening, you know? And I also even thought earlier today, like, don't take for granted, like, the good things that have happened with the podcast or the successes that we have had with the podcast, different people that we've had on, even the fact that we really do have an episode that has 100,000 plus views.
Right. Crazy.
You know, a lot of people don't get an episode with 100,000 plus views, and that has nothing to do with it even being on Social Proof.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our Social Proof episodes had like a couple thousand. So that just means that episode was really that good of an episode that 100,000 people watched it.
Right.
And so just even being grateful that we've had a conversation good enough that attracted 100,000 people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we should be grateful for the successes that we do have and just continue to strive for more, continue to strive to build on what we have. But I do think we have a really good show. I feel like we've went through so many like ups and downs and just figuring it out, like figuring out the flow, figuring out the motions. And now I feel like where the podcast is now, as far as like our chemistry and things like that, I feel like it's great. I feel like what we have is great. Now it's just a matter of like that right moment. Like something is going to happen. And I do think the show is going to take off for
sure. Nah, for sure. What are you gonna say?
I was going to say, and also I feel like trials happen to move you closer to where God wants to take you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like God will place something here to get you to move so you can reach where he wants you to be. Because it's like if you keep going this way, it's like, well, God wants you to make a right.
Mm-hmm.
But if he don't place this trial here, you're not going to make the right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's good.
Yeah, it's like God makes certain things happen to move you closer to where he wants you to be. So that's why a lot of times we be getting mad at God. Like, why you let... Well, God's like, I'm trying to help you get where you're trying to go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and one thing that I was going to say, as a group, with the decisions being made as far as all of the transitions that we already mentioned, I noticed that none of us was like, oh, well, you did this wrong or you did this wrong, like pointing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, whatever was done, it got us to this point. So ain't nothing that we can say, ain't nothing that somebody did less of or more of that can take away from what got us to this point overall as a team. So not being able to not focus on the past and focus on what is the next step, not what already been done, what should have been done, what could have been done, focusing on the present situation that we're dealing with right now.
And in this moment, can we move forward?
Yeah. So that was the main thing. And yeah, I pretty much think that's like an overall thing. We just gonna see where, you know, where everything goes. It's uncomfortable, but I don't know. I feel right now, currently, I feel as though we're like maturing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels like it, like we're like maturing and learning how to deal with solutions, deal with problems better.
Yeah.
And not letting it discourage us or like get us weary.
I agree.
Yeah. So I guess to wrap things up, what do y'all see for like the near future? So like the next 6 months, by the end of the year, what do y'all see for the near future for Growing Pains? Like, what would y'all like to see? Like, ideally.
Yeah.
I see more sponsorships and speaking engagements, more episodes that are as impactful as Alex's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the three main things that I see right now.
Yeah, I feel like our views are going to start. We're going to start seeing more increase more in views for sure. And probably like a stronger sense of community. I could see that happening. I think we have a dope community, but even just seeing more engagement, like finding more of our people, like the people that are for Growing Pains, finding more of those people and really just seeing more engagement in what we're doing. And also seeing like just an increase in views, like more people actually coming and showing up and supporting and watching the podcast for sure.
I agree. I feel like I can definitely see us having better conversations. You know, even the episode we recorded before this, I feel like that was really good. You know, definitely. I can definitely see us, and as we're growing as people, having conversations that's not just cliche, but something that's like, dang, that was like unique. Like nobody's ever talked about this before. They all presented their own perspectives. It was a well, you know, it was synchronized. The conversation was, I see us having more better conversations. And I see us definitely having some dope guests on as well. That we're bringing people on our podcast, doing interviews again, I can definitely see us having, you know, really good conversations with people.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, sponsorships as well.
Yeah, yeah, same. And we didn't talk about that too. I guess that is also a part of the change as far as we are back to doing interviews as well.
Go finish
up. Something that we're that's also part of like changes and things right now is we are starting to do interviews, and we're putting a pause on our vlogs or our YouTube. Y'all know we had our YouTube challenges and different things like that that y'all will see us do on Wednesdays. We are putting a pause on that for now, but we are going to just, for now, we're going to focus on just
getting the conversations out.
Yeah, exactly. And probably like our 5-minute Mondays that we put on Red Circle, or I guess they don't listen on Red Circle, they're listening on whatever,
Spotify,
yeah, all Apple of those Pod. But we'll start posting those on the YouTube channel as well. And so those are like other changes that y'all will see.
Yeah, for sure. And also I was gonna say, I could see us having our own like setup, like right now we record in there, but you never know, like we might have our own like look, you know what I'm saying? Whether that be more branding on whatever is around us, just something. I see us like having a better environment that we record in.
Yeah.
Now the studio is amazing, but I'm just saying more like a branded environment.
You know, it could be like covers on the mics and stuff like that. I see a team too, definitely. A team that is willing to help and see the vision, and they're moving forward towards that vision as well with this. I see that.
That makes me,
I was gonna say, if y'all want to do a little intern,
I was just about to say that, yeah, because there definitely could be people watching who feel like, I want to be a part of Growing Pains, I want to help build what they have going on. So if there is anybody out there who is like watching and you're in Atlanta or near Atlanta and you want to help, we record like once a month, once a month. So if there's anybody out there willing to like just intern, help us out or anything like that, definitely reach out. send us a DM or even an email at info@growingpainspod.com.
Even if you're not in Atlanta, we still need some help online. Like, I'm pretty sure there's something
we can help
online. So definitely reach out wherever you see fit, wherever you want to add value. Definitely hit us up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And even let us know, like, what y'all want to see. Like, this is like Growing Pains podcast, but y'all are a part of like the Growing Pains family. And yeah. So we want to know, like, as we go through these transitions, what are the things that y'all really have loved seeing from us? What are the type of conversations y'all have loved seeing from us? Yeah, like, we want to know, like, what it is that, like, y'all really love. What do y'all want to see? Like, your feedback, because we're growing with y'all.
For sure. You know?
And so we want to keep in mind what are the things that y'all want and different things like that.
Yeah, so rather than commenting a word this time, I would say more so commenting probably what you said, what you want to see from us as far as the conversations and all of that stuff. So just being intentional about that. And
you know, even what do y'all think we could be doing better, like when it comes to promotion or Instagram or our videos? Like, what do y'all think we could be doing better? We really do care about y'all's feedback, because y'all are mm-hmm. our community. So
make sure you guys follow us, Instagram and TikTok. Amen. Instagram and TikTok, Growing Pains Pod. And what is our Cash App?
Growing Pains Pod as well.
Yeah. It's $ Growing Pains Pod.
Don't forget the Z. If sow y'all want to, sow a seed. I was going to say show a sheet.
Show a sheet.
Sow a seed in our podcast and invest what we got going on, y'all could definitely do that. Growing Pains Pod. And yeah, make sure y'all follow me, Yanni Bratcher. I'm going to be dropping an ebook soon, so y'all go tap in with that. And y'all can support my Christian streetwear brand at Wise Label.
Yeah, for sure. And you can follow me at Roy Travion and Roy Team Edit. We got some Roy Tees on the way, so check out the Instagram. And yeah, we're going to keep it going. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I Am Jada Ellis and at Jael Official on Instagram.
Yes.
Let go.
Bye, you guys.
Yeah. Bye.